This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Estamos aquí. have the distinct pleasure of being joined by Sonia Redstein from Disappear Fear. And it's been like 10 years since I last interviewed you, Sonia. So yeah. Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
Yeah. You did say 10 years ago that you would be back.
Well, good. For keeping my word.
Yes.
What else do we have?
You've probably done lots of stuff while you've been away.
Have. I think we've released like 3 albums.
Yes.
We did the Blood Bones in Baltimore, a blues CD.
Yep.
And then we did a Phil Oak CD.
Yeah,
and then I did Broken Film, a studio CD. And then we did a live recording of a concert that I did in Rodgau, Germany, which is a double CD that came out just a little over a year ago. And now I'm doing a whole lot of writing for the next one.
Okay. Yeah. You're still releasing CDs then?
Somehow.
A lot of artists.
People are buying them, so we're releasing them.
A lot of artists seem to be going the way of just, you know, putting MP3s or something up on.
Yeah, I mean, that works too, but people seem to like. For me, like, they want to take something home,
yeah,
you know, and I'm super happy with that. I mean, MP3s are great, of course, and like iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff. My website, you can download anything, but the quality actually of an actual CD that you put on, you know, if you buy it and you can put it on your computer and rip it, it's a much it's high, it's like a, you know, like 100 to 1 really.
That's right. Yeah.
Quality wise, and then you can just do whatever you want with it, you know, format it any way you want to. So.
Oh, in the meantime, I've been to Canada a few times and caught up with people like Sugar Beach. I don't know whether you know the girls from Sugar Beach over in Vancouver.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
I love Canada.
I do too. And I've been back to Toronto a few times and got to catch up with Anna Gutmanis.
We're sitting in a room, we're like, where did we last? I was like, oh, right, of course. You know, it all comes back together again. But, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the tour, because there's still a little bit of it left, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, got some, we'll have the show in Melbourne, and then I have 3 shows in Adelaide next week, so right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and that'll wrap it up, actually, the 12th. The 12th, 13th, and 14th in Adelaide.
And you've already been to Woodford?
I have. We just, we did, Woodford was awesome.
Did you stay the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, we stayed through the fire ceremony on January 1st. We got there the day after Christmas, I think. So, yeah, it was very Woodford. Fortean. I love it. I also, because I haven't been here in Australia at all for almost 10 years. So to see the growth, you know, here at Joy Radio, but also at Woodford is just, you know, ginormous and so refreshing. It's just so creative. I just really love it. I love that about Australia anyway. It's just so vibrant. It's
and you've
really
already caught up on our big news of December?
Yes, we got here. Just like we got here, I think, December 4th, and I think the news happened maybe on the 6th, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Because it seemed like we got here like Monday, and I think things happened on Thursday, so maybe that was the 7th. But yeah, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, we're thinking of getting married here again, too, me and Tony.
Oh, right.
We've been married in California and in Maryland, our state, before it became federally illegal, and as it has here. And then, we're good everywhere.
Okay. So you're going to play something for us.
Sure.
What are you going to play?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Play a new song.
All right.
Or would you like to hear an old song?
I was going to actually try and play a track from, it was going to be from Tango, because you brought Tango out here. The last time you came, it was to sell Tango.
That's right. I can do a track from Tango.
Can you?
Sure. Let's do Mika Moka, which means... Who could be greater?
While you're talking about what you're going to play.
Mika Moka. and 10 degrees. Is it written in a Quran to take 100 for every stolen one? City, 12 hours in one place. My family asked me not to come, but I had to feel your grace. Now I'm here in Ramatgan. You see the bombing on TV, a massacre the world agrees. But this land I'm standing on, who's right, who's wrong? Say, fellow, say something. Yes, I'm leaving, it's habitual. You say, buckle up for safety's sake, the bombs are falling. I'm eating frozen ice cream cake. And yes, I think your God likes me, and my God likes you too. You go up on me.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Hey, this is Sonia, Disappear Fear, and you're listening to Anita, Woman on Waves, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
I actually like the fact that you do sing in different languages, especially Spanish, because I just go crazy over Spanish.
I can do that too.
yeah, I know you can. I'm going to actually, when I edit this together, I'm going to start the show off with Porque Estamos Aquí.
Cool.
because we're here.
Yes, absolutely. That's perfect. And it speaks a lot to a lot of situations that are happening right now too. And you know, it's hard to not get sucked into the fear that we're being sold all the time, you know, to be strong and to believe in ourselves and to believe in peace and to move that way and not be frightened off by all the stuff that they're trying to sell us.
Okay. I've got to believe that there is a lot of Americans who don't follow
That guy
in the White House.
Absolutely. I mean, you know that he lost by 4 million votes, right? So the majority of us clearly don't, and even many who did cast a ballot in that ugly direction have what they call buyer's remorse. So you can be pretty certain that that we're really trying to get out of this. I think people are just, you know, little What's happening is, I'll tell you what is happening. The thing that you're not going to hear on the, all the big media news outlets, because it's not big media news, but it's important. And what it is that people are becoming way more activated and active locally. And so what's happening is rather than, you know, because of the polarization of the Congress, that situation where it's just so frustrating, people are becoming much more active in their cities and their villages, whether it's a Board of Education and different issues. And everything's kind of changing. I come from a state where normally that we have a Democratic governor. Right now we have a Republican governor who's doing awesome things independently of that guy that's sitting in the White House. So he's doing amazing things. He's banned fracking in our state. He's banned assault weapons in our state, things that have not been able to happen. You don't hear about it. I live in Maryland, so you're really not going to hear about it. That's happening in the U.S., but that's happening in lots of different places. And it's a much more, I think, one-to-one thing. I think people are looking and finding good people. And it's happening in local jurisdictions, not on these huge, massive, you know, levels, but one-to-one-to-one. And that's real important. And it's really good, but perhaps it's not so sensationalistic.
We hear from time to time about Republicans that are going cold on that man in the White House.
Yes, yes. I actually wrote a song because I was so depressed after... as so many of us are and were, or hopefully just were, after the election. The first song I started writing was called Funeral for America, and it was just way too depressing. I couldn't even finish it. And then I got to thinking about what is it, who is it that I do want to be looking at? Who are my true heroes? Yeah. So I started to look around those who have come before me and those who are in my life right now. And I wrote a song called Abraham to that effect.
Yeah. Here's a decent Republican.
yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So we won't talk politics. Although I kind of bracket you in a way as a revolutionary
cool
on the scene. So
absolutely. Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. I'm proud that you can say that, and I search to write and find songs that speak to positive change and positive stuff. I just feel like I guess that's the Woody Guthrie mode, right? He was just so we're just, And then that was happening, in the 40s and 50s, when he was writing songs and just said, there's so much out there, you know, in media land to depress you and make you feel bad about yourself, that he wanted to write a song that made people feel better.
This contrast of you electing your first black president and the euphoria that surrounded that at the time compared to what happened when that guy got into the White House.
Well, this is the way that you might want to hold it. And this is a quote from a really cool singer-songwriter named Joe Henry. And what he said was about America is he said, this is where we are, but this is not who we are. Yeah. And I believe to every molecule in my body that the ideology that Barack Obama brought to our nation and to the world was very special and enlightened and in a high sense of democracy. He made some mistakes too. It's hard not to. He's human, but he did some great things, and we will aspire to that mode and not to the selfish narcissism that we're experiencing right now.
So we'll talk a little bit now about your career and where it's at the moment. So you're still doing a lot of touring in Europe?
I have. That's actually really where I've been since I've been to Australia. We've really started to do a big percentage, like a significant percentage of my year over basing ourselves in Germany. Some really great folks there, and made some very deep friendships that I miss them all year long. Yeah. And so it's great to get back there. And this year we'll be spending about 3 months over there between March and May, back in Germany. And I'll also be doing a short tour in Greece and also in Poland.
Oh, right.
That's what's on the schedule right now. So it could expand. I like it. I love it very much.
Yeah. And you've been invited back to Woodford.
I have. Yes. Yes.
Couldn't do it next year.
No, we're booked in Chicago. We're going to be freezing our butts off next year in America on New Year's, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's okay. It's a very special program, the Rich Warren Midnight Special program. I'm going to be one of the main guests on that, and that's going to be very cool. And then I take off some time and write a book, actually. So maybe it'll be on the shelves near your book.
Maybe it will. Oh, mine's a novel. Mine's just a smutsy novel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, everybody that's read it says it's well written, so cool. I guess that's all you can ask for.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I should write a sort of a memoir, shouldn't I?
Absolutely.
Considering that I've been doing this for as long as I've been doing it, and there's many, many stories, I should do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Ding! Cool.
So, for the people that missed you at Woodford, hopefully they're going to catch you in Melbourne, but if they're not, they can fly across to South Australia, because where and when are you performing in South Australia?
I'm performing in Adelaide, right, in Adelaide area, on January 12th, January 13th, and January 14th. And the information is at soniadisappearfear.com. That's probably the best place
to have it. We have you the important website.
Yes, yes.
Because that's how many people keep in touch with you.
Yes.
Although Nancy on Facebook is a very busy lady.
She is. She is. She's been, hey, Nancy, if you're out there listening, she's amazing. Yeah, okay. She's a good friend and does work hard.
Okay, so do you want to play something else?
You want to hear?
Do you want me?
You want to do me to do Fallen?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. can watch the sun come up on our guilty smelling skin. For love is a fire, for once I can follow it higher. Let myself go, 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 go. Every little thing that she does, every little glance that I see, I can't help the feeling that's feeling inside of me. And every single beat of my heart feel like a big boom, boom, boom. I could be falling. I'm flying, falling, crying, crawling, flying. I'm falling in love.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
I actually played I played Christmas Makes Me Love You for the Christmas special.
Wonderful.
Now, I was listening to it again because I hadn't heard it for a couple of years. I don't know why, but I hadn't heard it for a couple of years. I was listening to it again and I was saying, you know, Sonia's so good. She ought to come back to Australia. And then out of the blue, I got a message from Nancy saying that you were going to be here and could I interview you? And
wow.
Yeah. No. Anyway, look, thank you very much for the time.
Sure.
Before you go.
Whatever you like.
Is there anything you wanted to say? Okay.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
That's great.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.